producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seems to me it'd be a good time for us to get started with another helpful medical program. This is the Good Day Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, from Lake Cardiology down in Florida, to your mind, to your ears, with his experience, his expertise, his ability with patients to sort of get to the bottom line. You're invited, encouraged, in fact, to join the conversation with whatever is on your mind with regard to your health and well-being. 888-553-7536. That's 888-55, Dr. Ken. Lots of medical news is covered during the course of this program as well. If you can't get to us live while we're on the air, you can certainly email either to me or to Ken a question that we'll get to as we have the time. The address, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or to me, Doug at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. Big medical news this week. Focusing on, I think the last, three or four weeks, Ken, we've had some sort of smoking news. Some sort of research has been done on different types of smoking apparatus, or what happens to smokers when you quit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what's the latest there this week?
Well, Doug, which cancer do you think is the number one cancer killer in America?
Lung cancer.
Exactly. 100% right. It is the number one cancer killer. There are an amazing 221,200 new cancers this year in America, and an estimated 158,000 deaths are going to be expected this year. So this is a huge problem. The great news out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week is that cigarettes with reduced nicotine, they help smokers cut down on the number of smokes they consume each day, and cigarettes with the lowest nicotine levels may even encourage smokers to quit. So this is great news. I see several patients a week who've tried everything, the Chantix, the Wellbutrin, the Nicoderm patches. They haven't worked. I encourage patients to try self-taper, auto-tapering. If you don't know what that is, call me up. I'd be glad to talk to you about it. But this is another hope that we can use to help you get off the cigarettes. There's also some encouraging news this week about a new drug, a new indication for a relatively new drug, and it's one of these biotech drugs. It's amazing how we are understanding so much better how the immune system interacts with cancer. This has produced so many new breakthroughs. Lung cancer, the news this week is that the FDA has approved a new drug just this past Friday, Doug, for last-ditch treatment of the deadliest cancer of all, advanced lung cancer. The drug is called Keytruda. It uses the body's immune system to fight tumor. It's already been approved for melanoma, and the new approval speeds the way for insurers to pay for the lung cancer patients, because this is not a cheap drug.
All right. So let's go back. Let's follow this trail here for a moment or two or three or four. The business about smoking, you know, I've told this story many times on the air. My mother died at the age of 50 of compromise. Is because of her smoking. The addiction is insidious. We know that nicotine can be more addictive than anything else, although I think we've talked about sugar in French fries, and that laughably isn't laughable because that's very addictive as well. But there's more direct impact from smoking, putting that stuff in your lungs, what it does to the, what is that, cilii? What's the stuff on the surface of the lungs that it does the absorbing?
Exactly. Well, it moves everything along.
Yeah.
Hair-like fibers.
Yeah. So, you're a cardiologist. So my curiosity here focuses on the connection, direct and or indirect, that has people sometimes stupefied. Okay, if I smoke, it's going to hurt my lungs, but it's not going to hurt anything else. I remember hearing that a lot when I was a kid, because most everybody around me smoked, and then everybody's getting sick, and it wasn't so much with my mother. My mother's official cause of death was heart failure, or blood poisoning, because the lungs couldn't exchange. Her lungs were so incapacitated by the smoking that she couldn't exchange the oxygen that needs to be exchanged in the lungs, so that you have the oxygen getting through your system. It was impossible to do, so her heart had been enlarged to twice its normal size because of how hard it had worked over the years that she had the emphysema. So it just seemed impossible to me to think it through and not think that if you're smoking, it isn't going to affect pretty much everything else in your body.
Great question. No matter how you smoke it, tobacco, it's dangerous to your health and it affects the entire body. Let me just off the top of my head tell you where it affects, okay?
Yeah.
It's a mood stimulator, appetite suppressant, poor vision, anxiety and irritability, coughing, more colds, more flu, emphysema, lung cancer, bronchitis, too much clotting, constricted blood vessels, high cholesterol, blood cancer, yellow fingers, heart disease, stained teeth, wrinkled skin, bad teeth, smelly hair, diabetic complications, infertility, erectile dysfunction, early menopause, problems with pregnancy, problems with newborns, cervical cancer. How's that for a list?
Jeepers, Crow. How in the world would anybody with any sense whatsoever smoke? I'm talking about women now. I haven't even really started talking about men, because women, in the sense that their reproductive organs are, again, so affected by whatever else is going on in your body, why would anyone who was interested in having a child, who cared about the offspring, with what we know now? I know when I was born, my mother smoked, and so what did it do to me and my two sisters? I don't know. I'm okay. My health is quite good, as a matter of fact, for my age. My older sister is in pretty good health. My younger sister is in great health. So I don't know. We were conscious of it, though, and may have taken some sort of impactful measures during our life to counter. None of us have ever smoked, and we don't abuse our bodies. So maybe there's something, and I think that's why when we talk about wanting to know what's going on in your body, tell us the whole story when you call 888-553-7536. And sometimes you can get a measure or a modicum of difference, Ken, because each person's experience is going to be different. Their body's going to be different. But you can certainly tell in the overall circumstance with what you've just said about smoking and the heart disease connection, that no matter what you do, if you keep it up, it's going to kill you.
Well, when we come back from break, maybe we can talk about how secondhand smoke has been linked to behavior issues in kids. This was out in the medical journals also just this week.
All right. In the meantime, Dr. Ken wants to talk to you about Genucel. Man, there's a lot of information here this week about how to take care of the old problem of eye puffiness and bags. And then there's a new connection to how you can look better. And we all know about the mind-body connection. When you look better, you feel better. When you feel better, your health is better. It's all connected and it all makes sense, Ken.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, every day men and women across this beautiful country are seeing something they've never thought possible. They're seeing bags and puffiness under their eyes just go away, disappear. Like you, Kathy from Dearborn, Michigan, she writes to us, probably thought nothing would work for her. Then she tried Genucel and she wrote the following. Genucel is a great product. She tells us, I did not have bags, but I've had an odd puff under one eye. It's now totally gone thanks to the Genucel. And at first it would come and go. After 2 weeks, it did not return. I'm very happy, she writes to us. You too can get rid of these bags and puffiness. And with the Genucel, immediate effects. You lose years off your appearance in just 12 hours. Genucel, it'll work for you or your money back. That's why I like it. That money back guarantee is still in place. So call Doug. I'll tell you how to get it.
All right, here we go with the phone number first for Genucel and for the related platinum dark circle treatment that you'll get by dialing 800-822-6145. Sometimes people complain that I do the number too quickly or some of these numbers that we have for you. So let me go through it a couple of times so you can write it down to take advantage of this opportunity that Ken has just suggested would be good for you. 800 822 888-222-6145. Doesn't hide the dark circles, by the way. It gets rid of them. Same thing with all of the eye puffiness and bags. It takes care of them. It doesn't cover them up. 800-822-6145. This is not makeup. This is a fix for the problem, a solution for dark circles, puffiness, and bags. 800-822-6145.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All right, Ken. So why is it that we ought to pay attention to what you have to say? What's going on with you, and why should people know about you? I think that's probably a good question. A lot of times you get new people listening to the program, and we want to know what it is that makes you so qualified.
Well, I'd like to share with everybody over 30 years in medicine. I see patients every day. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist, and I have a passion for reading the medical literature, and I keep up with all these medical journals your doctors get piled across their desks or on their computers, and I'd like to take the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle. I report on them each week, and you can keep up to date with me, and I'll help you stay on planet Earth longer and even improve the quality of your life. But if you have any questions about yourself, spouse, kids, friends, parents, grandparents, why don't you write this down? It's toll free, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. Once again, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N. It's toll-free from anywhere in the 50 United States. We'll get you on the air, and I'll answer all of your health care questions from head to toe. Evidence-based answers to any of your questions. No wait, hopefully, and no paperwork, and no fee. What can be better?
What could be better? 888-553-7536. Medical news of the week. Let's see. What else is there here?
Talk about secondhand smoke.
Yeah. What is the impact? You and I discussed a month or so ago, the impact for me has been my carotid arteries.
Well, there's another item reported this week in the PLOS One Medical Journal. Early exposure to secondhand smoke, Doug, it may lead to behavioral problems in children. Primary school children exposed to secondhand smoke while in the womb and or at a young age are at higher risk for behavioral problems, particularly emotional and conduct disorders. The association is strongest among children exposed to secondhand smoke, both during pregnancy and after birth. The explanation for this is that nicotine in secondhand smoke, it may have a neurotoxic effect on the brain, causing structural changes in the fetal brain and a protein imbalance that affects the growth of nerve cells.
All right, so, man, there's all kinds of reasons to get away from that damn smoke. 21 past the hour, and good day health.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The doctor is in and here and available at 888-553-7536. Oftentimes, early in the first hour of the program, we establish a theme of sorts, and certainly we've been talking pretty much nonstop since we got started of various ways for you to be affected by smoking, first-hand, second-hand. I think there's even now a conversation about third-hand smoke. Isn't there, Ken? Is that exaggerated? Is there such a thing as being impacted in the case of that? And I don't even know what third-hand smoke is out in the street when you're walking by somebody.
Well, let me give you an example of what third-hand smoke is. It's interesting you brought that up. Let's say somebody comes to your house who's a smoker, and everyone in your house doesn't smoke, and they sit down at your couch and spend the whole evening smoking, and all of you are a little upset, but you want to be polite and not make your guests feel uncomfortable. They then leave, and then your kids the next morning come and watch television at the same couch. They get exposed to the smoke that was left on the couch, whatever chemicals were left on the couch. That's third-hand smoke.
Really? Picking it up no matter what. All right. Well, it certainly is nothing to fiddle with. And the more, I think these people that make these products are criminals, frankly. You look at this is the inconsistency in our country, where we had for so many years given subsidies to farmers that grew tobacco, tax breaks to these bastards. That's all, the only way I can come to grips with, when I saw what happened to my mother, and you see what happened to these people. So these people who make this product and get away with murder, because that's what they're doing. They're killing. They know what their product does. Everybody knows what the product does. You make a choice as to whether to kill yourself. You know, they make a big deal out of suicide in this country. What kind of nonsense that is. Smoking is suicidal. Anybody who smokes is committing suicide. And if you don't understand it that way, that's what it is. What else? How else could you describe what you do to your body when you stick something in your mouth and puff on it and the smoke goes into your system? You're committing suicide. It may take longer. My mother committed and more or less said it. She was so unhappy in her life, and this was her exit strategy. Whether she knew it cognitively or not, that's what she was doing. And at 50, she was dead. And any of you who are smoking, no matter how old you are, you're committing suicide. You can say, no, that's not what I'm doing. I like smoking. You're committing suicide. That's what you're doing.
All right. Let's agree or disagree.
Don't use it to lose weight. It's not worth it. Ridiculous. These young girls that smoke because they want to lose weight. How asinine is that? Richard's in Oregon. Good morning.
Come to the gym and work out with me. It's much better.
Working it out.
And we can talk about diet if you want to talk. We can talk about losing weight. Don't smoke to lose weight, please.
All right, Richard, what can Dr. Ken do to help you out, sir?
Well, I've got a problem that started right before I had a heart attack 12 years ago. And first time I go to the bathroom in the morning is milk white. It's just like milk. And that's the only time it happens. It doesn't happen every day. And I've been to I don't know how many doctors, and they don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, great, Richard. You've made it a little easier on me because I can think of, I was trying to think as you were talking, probably about 7 different causes of this. But if you've been to the doctor, they have probably looked at your urine and they've probably looked at your kidney function. So they have, I would imagine, excluded a urinary tract infection. They've excluded a kidney issue, parasitic infection, all of those things they've excluded, right?
Yeah, first thing you asked me if I've been to Africa.
Okay. The other thing is, I don't know if they've got into this, but retrograde ejaculation can do this. When you actually ejaculate into your urinary bladder. I don't know if you've been to the urologist to look at this. I don't know if you've had...
They looked at that, too.
Okay, so you've had no prostate surgery, and this is sometimes something you can see after prostate surgery, so it's not retrograde ejaculation. Women get this from yeast infections or bacterial overgrowth in the vagina, but it doesn't sound like that's your issue. And what I would suggest this is, the sediment can do this in alkaline urine. It may be associated with phosphate debris. It's a rather common occurrence, but it's no need to worry. The white stuff could be the result of detached walls of the urinary tract lining. So that's probably what this is. It's probably benign sediment.
Not anything to worry about, sounds like, Richard.
Okay, well, that's good. I do worry about it. I've had it a long time, and the fact they can't find it sort of scares you, you know?
Well, if they've excluded all of the things that I've suggested it could be, then it's just most likely just this benign sediment.
Thank you, Richard, and best of luck to you. 888-553-7536. As we continue taking your calls, getting information on the air from the medical news during the week, doing as much as we can and sort of adjusting the tinfoil around your fears that may or may not be justified. 29 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's the Good Day Health Program on the air every weekend at this time. Help yourself to Dr. Ken Kronhaus's medical expertise. He runs Lake Cardiology in mid-Florida, and you can go there. There are a lot of people who listen to this program, Ken, who would like to come visit you. They like your bedside manner. They like your knowledge. They like your tradition. They like your expertise. All kinds of things to like. What's not to like about Ken Kronhaus? I'll tell you, as his friend, there is nothing about him that I don't like. Because I'm not married to him, so I don't know what it's...
Let's not go there.
He's a hard worker, and you can tell that. So join us with your question. This is a service of my program, the Monday through Friday Good Day program. Ken is happy to be here. Every weekend we're here live, and there's nothing that you can have going on in your body that Ken does not want to discuss it with you. It's up to you to decide whether you want to discuss it with him here on the air at 888-553-7536. And in order to be in touch with him at his clinic in Florida, you can call 352-735-1400 during weekdays, 8 to 6 or so, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, or 352-735-1400. You can connect with him by going to lakecardiology.com. Aware that there are a lot of people who would like to be connected to you, so let us continue to move in that direction by talking to Emma, who's in El Paso, listening to KTSM. Yes, Emma, you are on now with Dr. Ken.
Well, bless you people for doing this. I'm a first-time caller, and I wanted to say that on the 31st of July, I started having some extremely weird respiratory spasms. I am someone who...
Spasms? I'm sorry. Did you say spasms, Emma?
Yes, okay. Spasms.
Respiratory?
Yes, when I would breathe in. And okay. I could not figure this out. It wasn't every time, but it would be up to 6 times an hour. Nothing was hurting. I wasn't having any other symptoms. I was wearing a pollen mask everywhere because I thought I was having allergies. Well, they wouldn't stop, and I was fearful, honest to God, of death. I really, really thought I was going to die.
Not being so able to breathe is a scary condition.
It is a scary condition. And I went I went to the doctors. They did some tests. They thought that I had gastritis, which I thought was extremely strange because I've never had any kind of symptoms of, you know, the heartburn and burping and all of that and distension. Never had any of those signs.
Let me connect the dots. So you were having trouble breathing, but they thought the problem was in the stomach.
Yes. Yes, okay. Correct.
Okay.
So they told me I had to have an endoscopy and a colonoscopy because I'm 59 years old. I had an endoscopy 40 years ago when I started getting really afraid of doctors. They found ulcers.
Emma, give me a second. What made these must be very clever doctors, or I'm confused. When you presented with shortness of breath, you know, the first place that I think about is not the gastrointestinal system, the GI tract, stomach, and intestines. When I'm thinking of shortness of breath, I'm thinking of either the lungs or the heart. What made them think about your gastrointestinal GI tract?
I seriously do not know, sir. The respiratory spasms, again, they would happen about every six times every hour at the very most.
Uh-huh.
And only be when I breathe in, not when I breathe out. I did all the research I possibly could on the internet. No, there was nothing that led me to anything that I could figure out for myself. This is why I went in. So I prepped myself for the colonoscopy, and 2 weeks, going on 3 weeks ago now, Monday, I went in for the double dip. And they showed
dip?
Me.
What's a double dip?
You mean the upper and the lower?
Yes. I had always terrified.
That's a new one on me. I've never heard it called the double dip. I have to get out more often. So what she's describing, Doug, is putting the tube down the throat for the upper endoscopy and then putting the tube up, in all due respect, the bottom.
Remember, I did that. I did that last year. We had the same job. Just remember? I didn't remember it was called the double dip.
Exactly. It's commonly done. It's commonly done, but to call it the double dip is... they do
humor about it anyway.
They do things in a big way in Texas.
Yeah.
Go on, Emma. Sorry. Tell us about your double dip. What did they find on the double dip?
When I woke up, they took me in to show me the movies, and they showed me the endoscopy. They found those same ulcers that I had 40 years ago. And
unhealed? Were they active?
One doctor says they're healed. The other doctor says they have to be treated because they're not bleeding, but they want to make sure that I'm totally taken care of. And then they showed me the colonoscopy, which they could not do because after running to the bathroom all night long, all morning long, prior to this, I was packed full. I was packed full. So...
All right, so where's the question? I guess we better get to a question here.
Okay, are they trying to associate any of this with your breathing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So they took me in.
Let me tell you, the symptoms of ulcer, are they associating the ulcer with your breathing?
Maybe. I don't know their mindset because, sir, I know absolutely nothing about medicine. I am an editor.
Okay, Emma, have you been treated yet?
Yes.
And you were treated for the ulcer?
Yes, I'm being treated.
Give me a second. Did the breathing get better or go away?
Yes, this is the weird thing. This is the weird thing. Okay, they finally the second day they were not expecting good news. They had quite a few doctors. And
I'm on the edge of my seat, Emma. Did the breathing get better or go away?
Got much better. Much okay. Almost completely went away.
Great.
The thing is, within like 6 days. The spasm started slightly to come back, so I stopped the medication.
All right, we got to get to the bottom line here.
Yeah, because I was really, I felt like crap. I keep losing weight because if I eat, it won't go through. And then, like, I don't want to take laxatives, but I've got to, like, every third or fourth day. I'm trying not to.
Emma, talk to the doctors about irritable bowel syndrome.
That's what they said I have.
Okay.
They said there is nothing wrong.
So what are you doing about it? Emma, with the story's going on too long. What are you doing about it? They told you you had irritable bowel syndrome. So you're doing something. Are you trying to get clarification as to why you're doing it from Ken? Or what do you want from Ken?
Yes, I need to know, does he feel that I'm being treated right, and how long will it be until my bowels will function? I am dying.
Give me a second, Emma. I know you're concerned about this. Let me pass the mic to me, okay, Emma? And the first thing is to make sure the diagnosis is correct. Did they pick up anything else on the upper or lower? Look at your entire bowel, your double dip. I presume not, or they would have given you a different diagnosis. This sounds to me, if they did not see any other abnormalities with both periscopes, that this is irritable bowel. So you want to eliminate high-gas foods. You want to eliminate gluten. And you also want to get rid of certain kind of carbohydrates. They're called FODMAPs, F-O-D-M-A-P-S, and you may want to read a little bit about that. And also, you want to get some high fiber into your life, and then talk to your doctor about some of the various medications that we use: antidiarrheal medications, anticholinergics, antidepressant medications sometimes work, and that's where I would go for this. Stronger prescription medications also.
May I add something to this? Emma, a lot of times what goes on in your body is a result. You heard us talking here. It's always talking about mind-body connection, what goes on in your mind. You're worried, and there's nothing worse than not being able to go to the bathroom. So what happens is you try harder, you get more worried, things get plugged up more, and there's a certain release that comes, frankly, from having a relaxed head about all of this. So at some point in time, it would seem to me you ought to talk to somebody about this, or maybe you can learn to meditate a little bit. I'm not being facetious. Something that calms your brain down, because your brain, I can hear it, your brain is on this all the time, and that's what's going to make it impossible for it to work. I do not see a death sentence here, Ken. This is something that's fairly, and I would criticize the doctors she's gone to, because it doesn't sound to me like this is that serious a deal, frankly.
Well,
but she's so stopped up, she's worried about it. I mean, there's
In something like this, it becomes what's the chicken and what's the egg, and you just need to go to a gastroenterologist, the GI doctor who specializes in this, because there are some new medicines, Lotrinex, there's some new drugs prescription that are also finally effective for IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, but it takes a whole follow-up. It needs somebody to spend a lot of time with you to figure this out.
And by the way, if you're not eating, it sounded to me like she said she was losing weight, but if you have a very basic diet, that sometimes helps as well, does it not? You said stay off of this, stay off of that.
There are some dietary changes. You should talk to a dietitian, because there are some major dietary changes that can be made that help irritable bowel a lot.
It almost seems criminal when you listen to a lady like that that's so fraught with worry about what's going on. There are in the conversation she's had with you over the last 8 or 9 minutes, there's probably more information there than she's gotten from anybody. This is criminal. You don't have to pay us for the expertise you're getting from Dr. Ken. You're paying your doctor, and they don't give a damn in many circumstances because of whatever. They'll argue it's because they don't have time, their Medicare rules or their government rules or all of this, that, the other thing. But you need to find somebody who's sympathetic to what it is, and that's what doctors are supposed to be, isn't it?
Right, and there's a certain type of carbohydrate. It's called a FODMAP, F-O-D-M-A-P. Speak to a dietitian to go over what a FODMAP is, eliminate gluten, and also eliminate high gas foods. This helps a lot, these dietary changes.
Right. All right. So there you go. I hope that works. And anybody else who's got that problem, it's good for you. Remember, there's no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is a question that doesn't get asked. So ask away. But let's have a concise story of your life. That story went on a little bit long. Bring the story together and then ask your question and let Ken do the talking and have him through his question and and your answer, he'll get to the bottom of it if he possibly can.
Like the heart, GI problems cause a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression, a lot of stress. And this is so common that irritable bowel creates a web of emotional and mental issues.
Well, that's what I said. What I did, was I appropriate to say that? He said, you can't go to the bathroom. He's worrying about it. My God, I can't go to the bathroom. What's going on?
You have to work on both, and sometimes it's hard to know what the chicken and what the egg is.
Yeah. All right, 888-553-7536. Back to your calls in a matter of moments. First, though, Dr. Ken, speaking of the way our mind works with our body, I say this all the time as sort of an introduction to some of the things that Ken talks about. Some of the sponsors that help us bring you this program are not directly medically connected, but yet they are, because they work on how you look. We were talking about earlier on the Genucel product, and now let's talk about Provia. Genucel's for your face, Provia's for your hair. Those of you who are losing it here and there, men and women, listen to Ken.
Thanks, Doug. It's simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia, it's an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana, one of our listeners from Cambridge, Massachusetts, writes to us, "My hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it." She says, "It really made a difference right away. Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well. And it's safe, yes, for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair, this is a good product. So say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind, and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works, and your money back."
All right, so here's this my expression to underscore how this works. Basically, you get your hair back, or you get your money back. That's it. I mean, that's really how it works. 800-543-5817. Take Ken's advice. Provia will work for you. And when you mention Dr. Ken, you'll not only get the regular bottle of Provia, you'll get Super Concentrate. So two for the price of one. Put it on your part. I notice my hair's a little thinner there. And it'll stimulate the growth. It'll clean out the pores. And there's a volumizer in there that helps make your hair look thicker and fuller and more beautiful. So, and for men, more handsome. Get at it. 800-543-5817. It's Provia. 800-543-5817. Get your hair back or your money back. No questions asked. 800-543-5817.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps, and with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Let's face it, if the federal government did its job taking care of our veterans the way they should, then funding for organizations like the Purple Heart Foundation wouldn't be so important. But it is. There is a staggering demand for veteran services, and that's why, in partnership with the Purple Heart Foundation, I strongly encourage you to donate today. Veterans and their families are a special brand of American, and we must never take that for granted. At the Purple Heart Foundation, their programs serve the very diverse needs of all veterans, not just the combat wounded. The Purple Heart Foundation also helps veterans' families, providing benefits like outreach programs, community support, and educational scholarships. With a car donation or even a cash donation, you'll be helping veterans across the country. More veterans are coming home every day. Let's stand together to make sure they have what they need. There is no doubt the federal government is probably not going to do it. Go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org, or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings, sponsored by United Healthcare and Pfizer Vaccines. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for help choosing the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's a way for you to more than stay alive, but to be healthy. The old expression, healthy, wealthy, and wise, a great way to be. Well, Dr. Ken is wise. He's healthy. I'm healthy. I don't know how wise I am sometimes. And nobody will have to have a benefit for either one of us because we're both hard workers. And so that's how you put the kind of connect the dots that way. Working hard is good for your health. There's nobody who ever died. My Uncle Sam used to tell me nobody ever died from hard work, and I think that's true. There are all the other complications that kind of go with it. If you don't feed your body well, if you don't get enough rest, that sort of thing. Hard work, though, is something that's good for your mind and your body, and it ought to be a prescription for a long life, frankly. I think the older you get, the more you realize that we need a purpose in our lives. I couldn't see Ken retiring until he can't hold his hand steady. I can't imagine me retiring until I can't talk. So, and I think that's the attitude most people ought to have. If you're running away from a job you don't like, then find another one. But what you do with your time is so significantly impactful on how your health is. If you don't like your job, if you're grousing all the time, I was just at a two-day conference having to do with business and the evolution of new businesses and why people get into business and how they become successful in business. And one of the things that rings true in any of the conversations you have with people is you got to like what you do. And if you don't, you need to go find something that you do like. And being tied to, I have a young fella, Ken, who is, actually I've known him since he was, I don't know, 7, 8 years old. He's been around the farm. He's now 30-some-odd years old. Has a good job. Hates it. He makes a lot of money. Hates it. He comes to the farm to get rid of his exasperation. He still works on the farm because it gives him satisfaction he doesn't get from his job. And I said to him the other day, if you don't get out of there, it's going to ruin you. I can hear in his attitude, in his voice, and see. He's gained weight. He is not happy. He says, well, what do I do to make that much money? I said, I don't know, but is that what's the most important thing in your life, is making money?
You know, we have high school teachers in our lives who affect us for the rest of our life. I had a 10th grade math teacher. He was the football coach, and he used to give us some philosophy when he would break from the math, and he would tell us, wake up in the morning, go to the trail, to the train station, and ask the folks getting on board how many of them are happy to go to work and whether it's important to like their job. And I did that once, and it made a huge impact on me, and I made sure whatever I chose, it was something that I enjoyed doing.
And you do it well. Here's Maxine from Mississippi, who's got a fatty liver problem. Maxine, you're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Hi. I wanted to ask you, I was diagnosed with fatty liver, and I had read somewhere that milk thistle is good for that, and I was wondering if it is.
Well, I don't think there's any good evidence of that. You know, that is a supplement that's often thought about that in general helps the liver, but let me suggest some things about fatty liver. There are some there are some home remedies you can do that will work. You want to lose weight, you want to choose a healthy diet, you know, rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. And once the doctor says it's okay, you want to exercise and be more active. Do you have diabetes, Maxine?
No, and I have lost close to 40 pounds already.
Congratulations. Ring the bell. That's the most important thing. That'll control your diabetes. That'll lower your cholesterol. That will protect your liver. The alternative medicine that is sometimes discussed with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is vitamin E, but I think that needs more study because vitamin E can actually, in men, increase the risk of prostate cancer, and taking too much of it can actually increase your risk of dying. Also, coffee has been suggested. If you're a coffee drinker already, feel good that it may help fatty liver, but I'm not yet recommending to start coffee to treat this. And in order to prevent it, just healthy diet, maintain your weight, and exercise. The same thing I talked to you about other organs of the body, Maxine.
Well, when I first went to him, I weighed 189.5 pounds, and it was, I don't know, the blood thing was 21, if you know what that is. And the last time I went to him, I had lost, I'm 155 now.
Great.
But it was 25 the other day when I went to him. It had gone up to 25, so is that getting worse?
You're talking about a liver blood test?
Yeah, it was. I don't know what they were talking about, but she said it was 25, and that needed to get up to 32 or something. So I was wondering.
You had a blood test that was too low.
What do you mean?
No, but what's the question? I'm not quite understanding.
Well, I don't know. But see, they do blood work to check my liver.
Maxine, find out the name of the test, AST-ALT, alkaline phosphatase, total bilirubin, and let me know.
All right. You got to have a question when you call. Please tell us your story, but also have the question you want Dr. Ken to answer. 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.